audio version of Michael Laidman's blog. January 2, 2019. The combination of opposites. Two opposites in one subject. This is the main point that determines the entrance to the upper world, to the spiritual dimension, that is, to the space where the creator is the source of two forces. With respect to us, they are revealed as the force of evil and the force of good, klipa and holiness, bestowal and reception, two opposite forces. However, the creator has no contradiction and everything is connected into one. It is only with respect to us, our sense and understanding, that this manifests itself as two forces that contradict each other. The more we begin to learn about creation, the greater the distance and conflict we see between them. Therefore, we cannot perceive spirituality, as it is written, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called to you, and offer him there for a burnt offering." One thing contradicts the other. On the one hand, you are ordered to kill him, and on the other hand, he must be the continuation of your path. How is this possible? We do not understand this with our mind, and we must acquire the mind of the upper. If we exert in keeping these principles, we attract the reforming light, which builds a new reality for us. In this new space that we are revealing, which is called the middle line, these two opposite lines can coexist together, as one whole, completing each other. It is very difficult, almost impossible to perceive. There must be a society and the reforming light from above that will connect the two lines together to the middle line. The middle line is the creator. The revelation of the creator, or the connection of two opposite lines, gradually leads us to the purpose of creation, to the end of correction. Step by step, these opposites grow and connect more and more. This is our entire work. We have already made enough preparation over many years, and have gathered many people that are capable of making this step. The rest will become capable of it by clinging to those who have already gone through the correct preparation. It is like in our world, children born today in the 21st century join all the progress achieved before and go ahead of all past generations because they clung to their parents and received from them all that they have. It is so also in a Kabbalistic group, no matter who is more or less advanced. If everyone tries to achieve the goal according to one's strength and preparation, he or she will achieve it. I hope you have a serious attitude to this topic, because in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in spiritual work, in the attainment of the Creator, the upper reality and the perfection of nature, there is nothing more important than this principle of the connection of two lines. This combination of opposites is the spiritual space that is revealed to a person. When he enters it, he begins to feel the next world. There is no doubt that, by working together, we can advance and achieve all this, drawing everyone to this degree, that is, to the beginning of the true spiritual ladder. From this moment onward, we always continue in three lines, in faith above reason. Then the entire Torah and the entire world become clear to us. All of reality begins to gain perspective, dividing into three lines, and revealing their interaction. After all, now we do not know where the plus and minus come from, and where they lead us. Yet, if we know how to correctly tie the opposites above our world and our earthly mind with the spiritual senses and mind, we achieve unlimited revelation, understand how the Creator is operating, what he does, and what we need to do to become like him, becoming like God, knowing good and evil. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, December 23, 2019, two opposites in one subject. Hanukkah, the middle of the path. Many people think that what is most important is to annul one's ego and separate from it, to become so holy that you cannot hurt a fly, like an angel in the sky. It is a big mistake to think that this is how we achieve correction. We only distance ourselves from evil, but do not correct it. Therefore, we don't fulfill the purpose of creation. Thus, Hanukkah is the middle of the path. Stop here. We still have a war ahead of us, enormous and unique, but now, having achieved the bestowing desires, we get a respite. This pause means that we change our method for the rest of the war. At first, The war was waged to conquer the desires of bestowal, faith above reason. Then we begin to work with the desires of reception for the sake of bestowal. This is a completely different approach. Thus, one should not think that a simple distance from egoism is the end of correction. In fact, this is only a preparation for the correction, which hasn't started yet. Why is it that we cannot continue the old way after Hanukkah, but need new strength? Because a totally different light is coming. Before Hanukkah we grow in our bestowing desires, in smallness, Galgalt of any name. We are not yet fighting our egoism, we just rise above it. We do not turn the evil inclination into a good one, nor use the ego to turn it into holiness. By turning the angel of death into a holy angel, we build the image of the Creator. All the evil that the Creator has embedded us with, we transform into His image. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 22, 2019, Hanukkah. Life and Death, Part 3. Life and Death from the Point of View of Kabbalah. Question. For thousands of years of the development of human civilization, there have been a vast number of all kinds of beliefs. It is surprising, but true that almost all beliefs talked about life after death. Everyone believes in it. What does Kabbalah say about this? Answer. Kabbalah says that life is not the existence of our protein body and its death. It is being filled with the upper force regardless of what state our body is in. In other words, we have an opportunity to acquire the will to bestow outside of ourselves, exiting ourselves, our egoism. When a person exits himself and wants to fulfill others, then in this state he receives the fulfillment from above in order to pass it to others. That fulfillment that passes through him to others is life. My desire to fulfill someone outside of me is called life. I want to fulfill almost everybody. If I relate to the others, and through them to the Creator in such a way, then a great light passes through me, and this light, which fills me, is called life. Question, then what is death? Answer, in the spiritual world, death is a fall from the quality of bestowal into the quality of reception. That is, the desire to receive for one's own sake, to lock on oneself all the pleasures, is spiritual death. Question. Does it mean that, if we are now in the desire to receive, we are dead from the point of view of the spiritual world? Answer. From the point of view of the spiritual world we are not dead, we do not exist at all. Question. Does a person determine by himself whether he is alive or dead in the spiritual world? Answer. Yes. If he has reached the state of life, and then this quality falls from him, and the light disappears, he says, now I am in the state of death. In the meantime, we are not in either state. With regard to spiritual states, we are considered animals, not people. Question, is it possible to say that we exist in potential? Answer, yes. We can reach a spiritual degree and become people, but so far we do not have this within us. Question, what is the spiritual root of death? Answer, it is a transition to a different state. However, it is not death. In fact, there is no death. We consider death to be the absence of the will to bestow, which is the nature of the Creator. When it is manifested in us, we call it life. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 14, 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, October 27, 2019. Question, when I attain the upper root, will I still have a desire to change something in the branches? Answer, certainly. Because we must achieve full similarity to the upper world precisely while we are in our world, in order to connect the two worlds together. That is why we exist. Question, if a woman is loyal to her Kabbalistic teacher, can he convey his knowledge to her? Or does this affect only men? Answer, it makes no difference if it is a woman or a man at all. Loyalty doesn't have to be to the Kabbalistic teacher, but to the method of correction. Question, why does a teacher convey information specifically through allegories? Answer, How else is it possible to talk about the spiritual world, if not through some kind of example or story? You see, it is necessary to make some kind of impression in our world, to present something similar, so that the student will understand that as far as it seems, the matter happens like this in the upper world. Otherwise he cannot convey this knowledge. Therefore, there is a place for allegories and all kinds of symbols in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Question: where does a person's desire to find a teacher or a guide come from? Answer: this is not up to the person. That is how they attract him to a teacher, and through the teacher to a higher goal, to the root of his soul. Question: how does one work with the external sources that prove the truth of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: I'm not familiar with any other sources. The answer is final and definite. If a person is in external sources, this means that he is simply confusing himself. He has no hope of finding out anything correctly. Question: in the future, will there be a head of the Bnei Berach organization, a new teacher, or will there be a 10? Answer: what do you mean by in the future? Even today we have lecturers besides myself. These are dozens of my students. Anyone who has been designated as a lecturer by our organization is a teacher that I can recommend to you. And just as in any other science, each one teaches in his or her own style, and you will choose for yourself already. Question: what is worthwhile to copy from a teacher? Answer: there is no need to copy anything except for how the teacher shows a student how much he wants to attain this wisdom, to discover it. You should be envious of a teacher who has such a great desire, even though he has already been involved with the wisdom of Kabbalah for many years. For example, I have been involved with this for 40 years already, and yet my desire has not waned. Question: does a teacher need to divert a student intentionally from the way for his development? Or does the teacher guide him only smoothly? Answer: the teacher does not divert the student from the way. It is the natural egoism of the student that doesn't make it possible for him to agree with the teacher fully and diverts him from the way. But at the same time, changes like these are also helpful. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, October 27, 2019.